Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Easy Freezer Meals. And today's a very special episode because although this isn't a freezer meal, this is going to be an ingredient that we're going to use in an upcoming video, which will be a freezer meal. If you haven't seen my video on how to make black garlic, check that card right there in the top right-hand corner, and that's going to show you the easiest method currently to date on the internet of how to make black garlic. And I don't know, because I've got like 6 videos on how to make black garlic. We're going to take our black garlic and clean it up a little bit. So what we're going to do is we're going to remove all of the papery skin on the garlic and set it on a dehydrator rack. Now, I'm going to be using the Excalibur dehydrator. I love that thing. I'll put a link in the description box below if you want to know where to check one out. But this is what your black garlic should look like. None of the pieces should be too soft. But if some of them are soft, don't worry about it. Dehydrating them is going to fix that. So I've had it in the dehydrator for 36 hours, and it's set on about 139 degrees Fahrenheit. So right between 135 and 145. And this is what it should look like. The funny thing about black garlic is that it doesn't dry like regular garlic. And so the pieces are still going to be fairly spongy. And so you're going to think, wow, this isn't dry. But trust me, after about a day and a half or 2 days, it'll be ready to go. I'm going to show you 2 ways to make powder and something to consider because I've got equipment that allows me to work in slightly bigger batches, but you can obviously cut all your garlic up into smaller pieces and it will dry a lot faster. And one other thing that for whatever reason, I guess I didn't film it, inside that coffee grinder with the black garlic, I added perhaps maybe about a teaspoon to a teaspoon and a half of cornstarch as an anti-caking agent. If you live in a humid environment like I do, black garlic has a tendency to really come back together pretty quick. And so a teaspoon of cornstarch really does a great job keeping the little particles loose. And so here's what it looks like in a Vitamix. This is the new Vitamix we got, and it's awesome. I'll put a link in the description box below. We basically upgraded our old Vitamix to this one, and what a difference it makes. The motor is stronger, the blades are wider. Anyway, great. It's a great blender. And so I like this method better. It produces a more fine powder, a more consistent result. It really gets that cornstarch in there going. And then from here, all I'm going to do is I'm going to put it all in a sieve, and I'm just going to sift it all out. Whatever pieces are too big, I'm just going to pop that right back in the dehydrator for an hour and then put it back in the Vitamix. Those are just clumps because my Vitamix, I just washed it out and I guess I didn't dry it completely. And so anyway, that's what that looks like. So this thing smells incredible. It has a real beef bouillon kind of thing going on with a lot of really interesting notes to it. As you can see, that is a lot. Matter of fact, I made enough for 2 of those jars in their entirety. And when you store it, you want to make sure that you store it in some sort of an airtight container because, like I said before, the humidity really turns this thing into a little brick. But you could use this in all sorts of stuff. And in the upcoming videos, I'm going to show you how we're going to use it to make some awesome freezer meals. Thanks for watching this video. If you liked it, give it a thumbs up. If you got any questions on how to make black garlic powder, write them in the comment section below. But as you can see, it's pretty straightforward. And if this is your first time here, click that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that notification bell and stick around because we've got some really exciting stuff for you.